This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons
on FUBAR Radio.
Hi, everyone. So next up, we have Newsish Radio Show with some very special guests, Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons. So can we give them a very warm welcome, please?
Hello, Stand and Calling. Thank you for coming. I don't know if you're here to watch this or you're just sat here for another reason. I don't. The child replying, sat here for another reason. Thank you. So, okay. So give us a cheer if you listen to the show.
The people that work on the show. Crack in.
This is a topical show. This is a news show called News-ish. And shall we start?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
News-ish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons
on FUBAR Radio.
Hello. You are listening to the News-ish show. I'm, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons.
Hello.
Coming up on today's show, we'll be looking at the front pages of the broadsheets. That will be followed by, I can't remember what it is. I can't remember what it's followed by.
Now I've got the shape.
Local gossip. That's talking to my mum. Every Mark Simmons joke of the week. Then it's sports news from my dad. Then it's the weather with our guest, comedian Jake Lambert.
Crack in.
Sorry, the reason that I've forgotten the order to my own show is because I don't have the sheet in front of me, because we are at Stand and Calling Festival.
Hey.
Look at that.
Hey.
So, Mark.
Yeah, how's it going?
Describe the festival.
Describe it.
You to our listeners.
Family friendly.
Yeah.
I'd say.
There's, well, the first thing I saw when I came in is a man who is still asleep.
He's actually in the recovery position. No, he's awake.
He's waving.
He is waving.
He's alive.
Thank God. Is he the dad of those children?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Was there a heavy one last night?
Yeah.
Oh, and the night before.
What does that say on your hoodie? My drinking friends have a camping problem. Very good.
I don't get that.
I don't know. Is it? What, if you swap camping with drinking?
My camping friends have a drink problem. I still don't get it. What is? Did you come up with that? Yeah, it's nice.
Are they selling that here?
No.
So, where did you buy that?
I bought it
for his birthday. Cool.
Fair enough. Thank you. There's another man who's clearly very comfortable with himself. I've never seen legs so open in my life. And I have the internet.
He still hasn't closed them.
No. Look at that.
He wants everyone to see.
What's he? You've got that T-shirt slipped up and the belly is proud.
God, that is a sexy man.
You've got a fantastic laugh. You laugh and the whole of you wobbles. It's amazing. Look at that. What's your name? I don't know whether you're laughing or having a heart attack. What's your name? Chris. What do you do, Chris? A lawyer? Oh, my God. Those poor people that you've worked for that are now all in prison. Oh, enjoying yourself, Chris?
Yeah.
What's that? What's been the highlight so far? George Ezra.
George Ezra.
Some whooping, clapping.
Is that from
three people?
It's a singer.
George Ezra?
Yeah.
No, I know it's a singer.
He's a singer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you like George?
Yes.
Mark, do you like George Ezra?
Yep.
What do you listen to? Tell these people, they don't know who you are or
I don't
know what this is.
No.
Introduce yourself. What sort of music do you like?
I don't really listen
to
music.
Yes, I do, because we toured together and Mark would drive us around the country and I opened up the glove box and in there was a country music album.
Nothing wrong with that.
You're early 30s. Why are you listening to country music?
Give me a cheer if you like country music. Not actually that many, is there? No.
No. And we're in, I don't even know where we are. Is Standen a place? I don't know what, you know. It's near Hereford.
Hartford.
Oh, right.
He was on a dig at you.
Was that a dig at me?
Must be.
Yeah, you. Oh, right. For those of you that don't know, during my last tour, I went to Hereford and I was meant to be in Hartford.
I was in Hartford waiting for you.
He was in Hartford. So, yeah, just be careful. Do not get your T's mixed up with your E's, especially at breakfast.
It's a good joke, Sean, that.
Cheers, Mark.
So, we've got to catch up.
This is a news show. Yeah. So what we do is, first of all, we discuss each other's news. Mark.
Yeah. Oh, something cool.
Mark, you're going to have to ignore, because we're at a festival.
Yeah,
You can't just start looking and go, oh, what's that, every time we hear a noise. We are at a festival.
Yeah,
talk to me.
It's distracting.
Yeah, just talk to me. Ignore them.
What have you been up to, Sean?
No, I asked you.
Well,
I asked you.
I don't. You've been away, and I haven't done that much.
What have you? What?
I've been working on my Edinburgh Festival comedy show.
No plugging. No plugging.
At,
no plugging.
Banshee Lab Room at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. every day in Edinburgh.
No plugging. No plugging. On Fubar Radio. No plugging. No one. No. Okay. I hope no one got any of that.
Did anyone get that? 4 p.m. Thank you.
No. So what's your news? How are the previews going then?
They're going well, thanks. Yeah, I've still got to learn the jokes, but that's fine. But I tell you what did happen the other day. I had a weird morning. I woke up and walked into my living room, and there were five men on my balcony with their tops off. That's actually, yeah, and I was in my underpants. I didn't know they were going to be there, and. I didn't know.
What?
Well, what I didn't know was that they were builders and they put scaffolding up and they were just having a break. So I just, so for a second, I was really tired. I just thought, I don't know, I was in the wrong flat. Like, so I just went and hid in my room for an hour until they went.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Mark does one-liners normally.
Unbelievable.
My news, I've not really got any news. I've not had much sleep. I got to sleep about 3:30, woke up at 6 in Dublin and flew over here.
Ah.
That's really it.
What were you doing in Dublin?
Comedy festival.
How was that?
It's fine.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Cool.
So, should we crack on with the actual news?
Yeah, have you got any?
Well, I forgot to bring the broadsheet papers.
Okay.
Because I was very tired. So I don't actually know what the news is. But I imagine it's something to do with Brexit. Which is what it normally
is. One cheer. For Brexit.
So why don't we start with the tabloid news for a change?
Oh, really?
And then I'll Google the BBC website.
Okay.
The BBC website is what I use when I'm trying to check if my internet is working.
Why?
It's just for me that's like the number one page. That's like the home page of the internet. What's yours? Do you remember when you're checking what the internet is? What's yours?
It's a wrestling website.
You don't. It's not Raja.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable.
What?
So Mark loves wrestling, and I used to love wrestling, and
I do like wrestling. You always say it because you don't want people to think you're not cool.
No, I don't. No, I just don't love it. You're obsessed. A wrestling website cannot be the website that you check.
It is. It's the first one.
It's ridiculous.
Wow.
Anyway. So I'll check BBC later for news.
Okay. Tabloid news. The Sun tabloid news. We got Uber driver banned after secretly streaming hundreds of women passengers.
Streaming?
Yeah, live streaming.
So there's a website that you can go to to watch a woman sitting down in the back of
the
car?
Yeah, who's watching it? That's my point.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
It's ridiculous. That's not news.
No. it is quite hard to talk when there is so much noise.
I know. Normally it's just us in the studio.
If you like listen to like Kermode and stuff,
when
they've got a live audience, there's attention.
Yeah. But there is a bar at the back.
So how did he get caught?
I don't know.
Well, so you didn't read the article?
No.
Well, you just read the headline?
Yeah.
You're meant to read the article.
Yeah, but okay, how many articles have you read?
but normally I do.
Yeah, normally I do.
Why have you not read?
Well, I don't know. Someone must have seen him filming, like turning around with a camera. I don't know.
What was that?
It was me. Yeah, and this is where I thought I'd bring it up and tell
everyone
about
it. Well, he's
the
one that's been secretly filming women sitting down in the back of cars.
Why do you think I look like that?
Now, you bring it up in sense of the BBC News website,
and it's sidestepping you. Yeah. I've never been heckled on this show before.
I'm glad the ketamine's kicking in. okay.
He's got odd socks on as well.
I mean, it's a festival, Mark.
Yeah.
There's odd socks is not going to be the weirdest thing you see here. Do you like festivals?
No. I hate them. Why will you pay all this money to shit in a bin? I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. I like you all seem like nice people, but you're idiots. No, I mean, come on. Some of those bins, the drop ones, haven't even got bits covering up, so you could just see it. Oh God. What's that? That's the fascination. That's what you come for, is it?
Is that okay. What you come? Do you secretly stream people dumping in festival bins?
Yeah, so I don't like that.
What else do you not like about it? I don't like sitting down on the floor.
No.
We're walking for a park and a friend goes, do you want to sit down? No.
It's not comfortable, is it?
No.
See, he's closed his legs now and he don't look very comfortable.
Do you reckon people, before there were chairs, do you reckon people would go and find a rock to sit on? Or would they just sit on the floor?
What's that?
What, rocks were for shitting?
Logs are for sitting, rocks are for shitting. You roll your rock, shit, and roll it back again.
This is fantastic. Bear Grylls is here. That's wonderful. Didn't realise you were coming. Logs are for shit.
No, logs are for sitting.
Litting.
Rocks are for rolling and shitting. You roll the rock and you shit.
What do you mean if you need a dump, you roll a rock?
How's there a hole?
Oh.
Can everyone hear him on the radio?
Probably not. The man is saying that that instead of shitting in a hole, you would push a rock out of... What's a rock? Well, this is the thing. What's a rock to you? What size? Size of a football. So you'd move a rock, then you would shit where the rock was, and then you'd put the rock back. Okay, so sometimes you might get a surprise when you go to move a rock. What? What do people put a sign on the rock saying engaged? Right. Well, it's, you know, you're doing.
What do you do for a living?
Yeah, exactly.
Mate?
Do you have a house?
What do you do? Stuff.
What do you do? You're big. Okay, I think we found the dealer at Stand and Corning. The man that does stuff. Logs are for shitting. No, logs are for sitting. Rocks are for shitting. And pills are for dropping. Is that your tagline? Yeah. Okay. I'm scared. What's your name? You're lovely.
Me?
Yes.
Ian.
Ian. And you do look like an Ian. Ian, you look like you have a nickname.
E.
Your nickname is E.
And you think that's because of your name?
he thought it was short for Ian. No, E. You've got an orange beard. We know what you get up to.
Sixty.
You got a decade confused with another decade. Sunday. Sunday's the best day at a festival. When you're walking around, you see all those clear bags on the floor, all those empty little clear bags, where everyone's used their spare button.
This is my favourite... This is my favourite bit of a festival when I'm doing a gig, because obviously no one knows who I am, so it's usually playing to empty people, but when it rains, loads of people come in.
Here we are, the true fans, come on in. Hello, all of you just coming in now, fuck off. We don't want you. I hope your tent gets swamped.
There's loads of space here if you want to come in, guys. You might as well.
Come in, talk to us.
Come get in. Yourself comfortable. I mean, the show's... This isn't the show anymore.
No, I mean, we can't play this.
No.
Because none of these people have microphones.
No.
So we should just... Basically, what we're going to have to do... It's been lovely interacting with you. We're going to have to just sort of try and carry on talking to each other and pretending that you're not here. Okay, E. I'm on stage about, what time am I, like sort of 6, doing 40 minutes.
6.20, yeah. I think.
Yeah, 6.20, so I do 40 minutes. Ian, where are you at 7?
Stand and calling.
I don't think he's going to move all day.
His jaw's going to move.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So, let's go. This is meant to be a hard-hitting news show. Mark, yeah. Tabloid news, come on.
You want another one?
I want another story from the world of the Red Tops.
Humans will attend their own funerals by 2050.
What do you mean?
Due to virtual robot immortality.
What? So explain.
So...
What's this from? What paper is this from?
The Sun.
The Sun?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, so human brains are going to be stored on computer systems by 2050... And then they'll just upload it into a robot, and then you can go to your own funeral. Would you want to go to your own funeral?
Yes, definitely.
Would you?
Yeah.
Why?
I would want to see them cry.
Would you really?
I want to see people cry and see who misses me the most. Isn't that who didn't turn up.
Isn't that a bit of a risk, though?
Is it a risk?
If they're not crying.
Yeah, there's definitely a risk. Don't we already sort of store our brains digitally? On my phone... It knows more about me than I do. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Your phone knows, like, it knows all the phone numbers of all the people.
That's because you put them in.
Yeah, but you don't know them. It knows them.
But that's not you, is it?
But it's an extension of you. No, do you not think the phone is an extension of you? And by the way, I mean the mobile phone, obviously, not the landline.
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
It is. It knows who you can present yourself to the world and sort of make out that you're someone else. You can tell people that you watch the History Channel and Sky Arts and read the entirety of The Guardian, when in fact, actually, what you really are is someone that zooms in on a photo of Megan Fox that says the difference between Megan Fox of 2010 and 2016. That's what you really are.
And what was the difference?
More surgery.
Oh.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
What's she got done?
Would you just...
Are we loud?
Cheeks.
I don't even know if we're loud.
What do you mean, are we loud?
I don't know. Am I loud? Can everyone hear us? Yeah. Okay, cool.
Oh, no, some people are saying no. Oh, some people are asking for us turned up. Could we be...
I think it's the rain. The rain's a bit really loud, yeah.
It's like the sort of opposite of heckling. People are going, louder!
At least the sound system works. I did a gig the other day and the speakers kept giving feedback. It kept going, your shit. It's one of mine. 5:30, this tent. Thanks very much.
No plugging. Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons on FUBAR Radio. That's the rule.
My producer's saying something. She's doing a cardboard box.
I was doing a couple of VAR.
Yeah.
VAR.
Laptop.
Look at the laptop.
I can't read.
Oh, we're going to speak to my mum. We're going to find out local news. So this is the section of the show where we speak to my mum and she gives us her local news.
Are we going to do the jingle?
We'll do the jingle. So we do our own jingle for this section. Linda,
You're not going to believe what's happened.
No, what's happened?
Well, you know the sunny weather?
Yeah.
It's been really sunny.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I was like proper red. Like, yeah. I was like red like tomato.
Yeah.
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 That's what they say, isn't it? Red like tomato.
That's the saying.
So I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be hot. So I go out, try and get weather, try and get all hot weather.
Oh, yeah.
Right, it'll be lovely. So I only go out in my shorts and bra. Right. And then...
Yeah, what happened?
Then it started bloody pissing it down, didn't it?
No,
like,
you got
God
wet.
Laughing down in my face. So, not only was I red and hot...
You're also wet.
I was also wet. And you know what I look like? You know when you rinse a tomato?
Yeah.
It's got the raindrops down the side.
Oh, yeah,
that's what I look like. I look like a rinsed tomato. Very confusing. I was wet and sunburned. I didn't know what was going on, Linda. How was your day?
It was okay, thanks. I just got up.
You just got up?
I just got up.
Why'd you get to bed late?
Yeah, about 2 a.m.
Why'd you get to bed so late? Were you watching Love Island?
I was watching it on repeat.
I love Love Island, it's brilliant.
Yeah. What's your favourite bit?
I like the bit when they finger each other onto the duvet. I love it. You see the duvet go up and... The thing is, they're not in love. No. And Tracy, she called me up the other day. You know,
good
she
job
lives.
There's no kids in here.
Tracy lives. No, think, you know, like Cadbury's fingers. It's when you feed someone a Cadbury's finger. You know. So yeah, so they like.
Oh, look at all messy.
In Love
it?
Island, they're in bed and they're like, oh, I'm hungry, and they feed the. The
Cadbury's
man
fingers.
Feeds the Cadbury's finger to the woman and she...
Yeah, under the covers. Why are they hiding that? Are they not allowed chocolate?
No. It's frowned upon.
Is
You're
it?
Not allowed to show a man giving a chocolate finger to a woman after 9 p.m. in this country. The world has gone mad, Linda. Absolutely mad. It's local news. You should clap that. Put some atmosphere in. Something to ask. Demanding a clap.
We can edit that bit out.
We'll edit that out, yeah. So we've got my mum on the phone for local news. Hello, mum.
Hi there, Tom. Yes, I just about hear you. Shocking weather.
It is back. Mum, you're live at Stand and Calling Festival.
Yeah. Where are you?
Say hello. Mum, say hello after I've finished saying say hello. Can you say hello,
hello.
Now, Mum?
Hello, but I can just about hear you.
Oh, sorry, you're live at a festival.
Oh, right, yeah, well, I've tried to sort of get a better reception, but I'm really busy. Yesterday, I was up at 5 a.m. and I was at the animal hospital.
Oh,
and
Ralph Harris.
It's sort of busy, and the weather is so bad, and the pram went down the hill, and had to go and rescue that.
Mum, sorry, can I just ask my mum something? Mum, yesterday you didn't...
And they brought me back some things, and little
gourmet
biscuits for Gertrude, really
okay.
Sweet.
Mum, sorry, you haven't met a bloke called E, have you?
Where are you?
I don't know really where Standard. I am, but is it Standing a place?
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm in a place called Standing.
I thought you were in Ireland.
I was in Ireland this morning, and I, for some reason, flew over for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is Gertrude? So to explain to, because we don't normally have a live crowd, Gertrude is the family dog, very old now and fragile. Lovely Gertrude, and my mum has to take her around in a pram.
Yeah,
really?
The pram went down the hill, but I've rescued it, so it's okay. But it's so windy up here, and everything's been, like, flying down the road. All the bins, everything.
The bins have been flying down the road.
It's like a monsoon here.
Yes, a monsoon. But are you okay?
Yeah, I haven't been blown away yet. But, yes, so I'm busy going back backwards and forwards to finding out about Charlie. Going on. And then Maxine's son, Lewis, and these are people that live across the road from me. Well, he's a barber, and he's going to cut my hair on Tuesday.
What?
Because
you need it cut?
They're closed half the time. I can't get in touch, so Lewis is going to cut my hair. And at least he's got proper clippers so that I can have my hair cut very short. Well, I'm going to have like a number one going all the way round and then leaving it long on top.
She stopped. Oh, yeah.
Hello.
So, hello.
Hello.
Hello. So, hey, can't hear you properly.
What? Fucking saying anything? You're taking over.
You've got to leave gaps.
So, hang on. What are you getting done to your hair?
I'm having a number one around the sides, around the
back.
Have
a piss on the head.
You know, it'd be a bit like Peaky Blinders.
You're not getting your hair like Peaky Blinders.
Is that what she said?
Oh. But anyway, I think it will look good. And then I was telling Sally what I'm going to wear for the wrist, and she said it would look too over the top. And it wouldn't be. It's just a plain dress.
So look, wait, Mum!
You know.
Please, wait!
I think you have to talk to the phone.
She's okay. She's eating her Cornish pasty biscuits right now, and she really likes those. And
who likes
really
biscuits?
That
Gertrude.
Chop your fingers.
You know what's been going on at the moment. But what I'll do is I'll speak to you, say tomorrow after, and we'll discuss a few things. Is that okay?
Yeah, no, I think we should talk more.
How much time have you got? The front room now, I've decided, because it was going to be duck egg blue, but it's not now, and I'm going to have it red.
What are you having red? What's that?
The front room.
You're painting the front room red?
Yes, red.
Is that a good idea?
So it will be really nice, yeah. So
won't it be a bit sort of
at the moment? Yeah.
It'll give you a headache, won't it?
Hold on a minute, it's really bad. I'm going to pass you over to Michael now.
Okay, sports news.
I'm going to get my cup of coffee.
All right.
Hold on.
Everyone's going to say bye. Bye to my mum. Bye, mum.
Hello.
Bye.
Okay, sports news now with my dad.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. The time has come for your sports news coming to you live from Brighton, England. Please welcome Michael Walsh.
Hello, Dad. Dad.
Is he there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
I can barely hear you, John. The big sports thing today is Cork up in Limerick in the hurling, and it's too wet. I was going to watch it with Stuart, but it's too wet.
It's too wet. You can't watch it indoors.
What?
Can't you watch the hurling indoors?
Well, you can watch it in a pub.
Yeah. Okay. Have you got any sports news for us?
It's pissing here.
Okay. This. It's pissing it down.
Oh, right.
So, have you got any sports news for us?
No, not really.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Dad. Cheers. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Okay, sports news from Michael Walsh there.
There you go.
Okay, I haven't been playing any music. Should we play music? You would like to play... Would you like a song? Okay. We'll have a little...
I need a wee.
Do you need a wee?
Yeah, I really need a wee.
Okay, fine. You have a wee.
So play a quick song.
We'll play a song.
from my nightmare. The shadow in the background of the moor, the unsuspecting victim of darkness in the valley. We can live like Jack and Sally if we want, where you can always find me. And we'll have Halloween on Christmas, and in the night we'll wish this never ends. We'll wish this never ends.
Welcome back, everyone. Hey. Live.
Hello.
Stand and calling.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't have a wee. Oh, I did have a wee, but I couldn't use the thing. Someone was having a poo.
Oh, no.
Yeah. If you look through that gap just at the back, and the person that comes out of the toilet's just had a poo. Just so you know.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
So. Okay, the news.
Yeah, proper news this time.
Well, actually, what I was waiting for was...
Mark Simmons' joke of the week.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I forgot about this bit.
Have you not done your joke of the week?
Well, I'll just do another one.
Okay, just do a joke.
Yeah, so I read the other day that during the war, the English referred to Adolf Hitler as Badger Man, although it might have said Bad German. There we go, some smiles.
Well done.
Yeah, thanks very much.
A forced round of applause.
Yeah.
Lovely.
That's the way I like it.
No, good. Okay, so what, do you want to look at the broadsheets? Well, I've just gone on the BBC News app.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got... I don't think we want to talk about this. Deadly quake hits Indonesia tourist spot.
No.
MP faces action in Labour anti-Semitism row. Where do you stand with anti-Semitism? Do you hate Jewish people?
Nope.
Good, just checking. Well done. What do you think? Do you think Labour suffer from internal anti-Semitism?
Do they?
Well, that's what's happening at the moment. We've talked about
that was ages ago. Well, that wasn't it.
No, but it's carried on. It's
what,
a sort of virus within
now?
The parties
that
they sort of separate. There's an argument within the party
right.
That people think that Jeremy Corbyn is and anti-Semite.
Why is that? Why would people not like Jewish people? I don't get that.
Yeah, I know.
What is that about?
I don't really know.
They're just people.
Well, all people are just people. What do you mean they seem nice?
People seem nice.
What's nice about Jewish people in particular?
Well, they just get on with it, don't they? Get on with their day. They don't cause me any trouble. I've never had a Jewish person cause me any problems.
No, I don't get it. Does anyone here understand what the problem might be?
God. At a left wing festival.
No, that's not what I mean. No, God, I'm not saying. No, I want to understand what.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why that's a thing. Does anyone know? Oh, here we go.
So, smoke screen for apartheid.
Four words I don't know. Is smoke and screen separate words?
What? Okay, here's a better question. What race don't you like?
100 metres.
Well done.
Thank you very much. Slow twitch.
Good save, keeper. Fantastic save from Mark Simmons.
If I was to take a penalty, what? The goalkeeper would probably save it. Wouldn't put it past him. Don't worry about that one. It's just a joke.
Okay, Thomas Tour de France win planned.
Say that again.
Thomas Tour de France
what
win.
Do you mean Thomas? Is that a surname?
Thomas. Tour de France win planned.
The guy that won, it was planned to win. Well, yeah, you do plan to win. You don't plan to come second.
It's bizarre that, isn't it? I don't know what his first. Can you pronounce that name? Which? Do you reckon his name's
Geraint
Thomas. Tour de France victory should not be considered a shock win because the entire season has been planned around the race.
Yeah, but that's everyone.
Surely everyone's trying to
win.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
That's stupid. Next.
Zara Tyndall reveals second. No, don't want to talk about that. Tour firm axes trips to killer whale parks. Killer whales. Did you see SeaWorld? Was it SeaWorld? Yeah.
The documentary
about SeaWorld, and
no.
It's very sad the way that they mistreat
in SeaWorld.
The sea creatures, yeah.
Oh, is that Free Willy was in SeaWorld, was he?
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
What about Free Willy?
What about it? That's old news, isn't it? Because that was happening ages ago.
Did you not hear about it?
No. Did anyone else hear about SeaWorld?
There you go.
A few people. Oh, anyone. People don't watch the same things anymore, do they? There's too much options.
What, because people are signed up to Netflix?
Yeah.
Some people don't have Netflix, some people have Amazon.
Yeah, exactly. But what channel was that on?
So you don't get like people finishing work or sort of getting to work and then all talking about the same programme? Unless it's Love Island.
Exactly. But even I don't watch Love Island.
What do you mean, even you?
Yeah, but I'm saying I don't watch Love Island, and that's 50% of us. Isn't it? So it's 50%.
Yeah, okay. What do you watch?
I don't really watch TV. I watch Netflix.
You watch wrestling?
I do, yeah.
Unbelievable.
So, but to that point, right, you know when people used to do impressions? You know people just used to do impressions?
What do you mean, like, hello, it's good to be here. We're here at Stand and Calling Festival. My favourite festival of them all. We like it here. Does anyone know who I'm doing? Do you even know
who
I'm doing? No idea. Michael McIntyre, here we are. Stand and call
him. So McIntyre, he's someone that's everyone knows. But there's just in TV shows, you can't do impressions of people because no one knows. If you did an impression of someone from Game of Thrones, most of these people wouldn't know what that was. Can you do an impression of someone from Game of Thrones? You don't bother because no one knows.
Well, that's why I've not learnt one.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the line about Jon Snow?
Is it a spoiler?
You know nothing, Jon Snow is not a no. You know nothing. You watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I do. I don't remember that.
You don't know the line, you know nothing.
Of course not. I've watched it once. Why would I remember one phrase in the entire thing?
Because it became like a household phrase.
Nah. Yes, give me a cheer if you know that phrase.
Look at that. You know nothing, Mark Simmons. Thank you.
That's my name, by the way.
The news is particularly dark today.
Yeah, I thought that as well when I read The Sun.
What, for the tabloid news?
Yeah, these are non-dark bits.
What others have you got?
Pamela Anderson blames Fortnite and YouTube for asexual men who hate sex.
What? Explain this.
Pamela Anderson is like an agony aunt now.
Is she?
Yeah. And someone wanted to know why their husband didn't want to have sex with them. And right. She says Fortnite, which I don't know what that is.
What's Fortnite? I imagine... Oh, this is the game that children... So
that
this
you
is
play
the game.
Every
We've spoken about
2 weeks.
No, quite the opposite. Well, I don't know if you can have an opposite of a fortnight, can you? But
a month? It's twice.
That's not an opposite.
No.
No. Can you have an... well, a minus fortnight, which isn't a thing. So you can't have an opposite. No, we've learned something today. You cannot have... this is Alan Partridge. You are listening to Stand and Calling Live, and we've learned a lot today. We've learned that serves ease, and also that you cannot have an opposite of a fortnight.
You see?
There we go.
No one knows impressions anymore.
To be fair, it was a character from the 90s.
Really good character.
Oh, well, I'm glad.
And well done. Very well done.
I'm glad you're commending Steve Coogan on his work. I'm sure he'll much appreciate that. So,
what was the question? Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Don't touch me.
Fortnite is a game that children are addicted to, and they can go and have help on the NHS. So we have some children in the front row, and are you playing Fortnite? Thank you for your sarcastic wave. Glad you're enjoying it. Oh, you've broken your flip flop. How did you break your flip-flop? You don't know. How do you not know? So that means at one point it wasn't broken, and then you went to put it on and it was broken. So if you don't know, someone else did it.
I don't think it is broken.
Oh, you fixed it. Right. So do you play Fortnite? The game. You played it once and it was good. But not good enough to carry on playing it.
It's banned at school?
Yeah.
Oh. Hang on, what, kids shouldn't be playing computer games at school.
So could you explain... Do you mind coming onto the stage? Thank you.
He seems a bit too confident.
I know. Well, it's all right. Can
you go that side? I don't like kids. All right, I'll be honest. The judge said I wasn't allowed that close. There's a chair that side, mate. What's your name, mate? What's your name?
Milo.
Hello, like Milo. The chocolate.
What?
Hot chocolate. Is that right? Is that a thing? Yeah. Thank you.
There you go, Milo. Big round of applause for Milo, ladies and gentlemen. I would offer you a chair, but you know, you're young, you don't need it yet. So Fortnite, can you explain it to us, please?
It's like a battle royale game where you try and run away from a storm and basically kill people.
What are you running away from?
A storm. A storm?
A storm.
A storm that kills you.
A storm that kills you.
Oh, so a storm is going to kill you. You have to run away from it and kill people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you enjoy that?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Yes. Okay. And you've only played it the once because they banned it in schools. You can't play it at home. Is this on a console or is it on a phone or an iPad?
It's... I don't know. I've got it on a phone.
You've got it on a phone?
Yeah.
Have you got a phone?
No.
Okay. All right. I'm slightly confused. Yeah. I feel like I'm in the opposite of Fortnite. So you played it on your parents' phone?
Yes.
So they own it?
What?
Do they own the game? They're on their phone. So are they playing it behind your back?
Probably.
Tell us, do you have bad parents?
Pardon?
I was just asking if you... I've got nervous now. Yeah. Sort of backtracked.
Now you know why I told you to go that side.
Yeah. How are you?
Good.
You're good?
How old are you?
Pardon?
How old are you?
Nine.
Oh, cool.
It's good that you say pardon instead of what. That's
polite.
Good manner. Yeah, very polite. Yeah. I bet you didn't say pardon.
What? What?
Yeah, without the T. So what's it like being nine?
Okay. Okay.
What's like the cool thing at the moment? Because whenever like social media
Fortnite,
things, I always get onto social media things too late. What's other than Fortnite? What's good? It's not like a new thing.
Is being 9 better than being 8?
No, not really.
No. Oh, God, I mean, you're learning. That's life. It is just all downhill from the day you're born. Milo, I get the sense that you want to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give it up for Milo, ladies and gentlemen.
Milo!
Fantastic.
So if he keeps playing it, he won't want to have sex with his girlfriend in a few years' time. That's what Pamela Anderson's saying.
What?
That's what Pamela Anderson's saying.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. She says if you keep playing Fortnite, you'll be asexual.
Oh, okay.
Is that weird that I just linked that?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, yeah. Definitely right. Weird.
I was just trying to get us back on track.
Yeah, that's not how you do it. Just amazing the positions that children... Can you still cross your legs? Like that?
Me?
Yeah.
No way.
Try and sit down and cross your legs. It's more... This isn't really for the radio now. This is being filmed and Mark's going to... Oh, you're fine. Yeah, you look, yeah, that's what he's doing. Yeah, you look fine. There we go.
That's worth it.
Fantastic. It's weird, isn't it? Because sometimes I wonder why this show isn't turned into a TV show. It's like probably due to segments like "Can you cross your legs?"
That is so Partridge.
Here on the show we have Amanda Holden. It's lovely to have you here. Welcome to the show. Can you cross your legs?
Right. What's next?
What's next?
Yep.
Well, I don't know really how long we've been going, I'm afraid. It's very unprofessional today. So at this point, we'll get our guest.
Is he here? Oh, he's not here.
Who I think is gone.
Oh, we need a chair for him as well.
We don't. He doesn't need a chair.
We don't need the guest if he's not here, I suppose. We're just crack.
Oh, we do have...
What else?
We do have the German Rob.
Yeah. We could do that. They're not... I think, yeah.
What?
I just don't think they're going to find it very interesting.
Well, there's nothing we can do about that. I mean, this is the show. They might not find this interesting.
Yeah.
And they probably... I mean, they certainly didn't find Can You Cross Your Legs interesting. But it's the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, okay, what we'll do we do? Tell them what it is, then.
I mean, if we wanted to interest them, we would be a band.
I don't think we even told them that we don't know much about the news.
Oh, yeah, the whole point of the show is it's called News-ish. Because we don't really...
I think they know now.
Yeah, they got it.
Yeah.
So, okay.
What's up?
German Rob.
Yeah, but they don't know what German Rob is.
Well, I'll explain.
Well, tell them.
Mark's flatmate studies...
Foreign...
Oh,
conflict.
This is... Foreign conflict. He's doing a master's.
No, PhD.
A PhD.
Yeah.
In foreign conflict. Nah, political conflict. Something to do
like
with
that.
Conflict. Mm. And then he has to explain a current story, political story... to Mark, and then Mark has to come back and try and explain what German Rob explained to him. Okay?
Yeah.
So what's going on? What has German Rob explained to you recently?
China.
Yep. The
China,
country.
The country.
Yeah.
Not the
bowl.
Porcelain.
Yeah.
China. They've set up in Africa a military base.
Yeah.
Near Somalia.
Carry on.
The weather.
It's now time to introduce our guest, Mr. Jake Lambert.
Have we got him a chair?
He doesn't have a chair.
Oh, we've got a chair. There you go, Jake.
Jake Lambert, very funny comedian who's on later.
Hello? Is that on? Oh, thank you. Cheers.
Thanks,
sorry.
Sir.
I was reading a text.
Oh. Welcome.
Is that me doing
that? Look.
I think it's everyone. Might be the phone.
Shall I just do that?
Just have a seat, mate. Yeah.
I'm good at
there
this.
There we go.
It'll be fine.
Jake, how are you?
I'm good, thank you very much. Has had a cup of tea?
You've had quite a stressful journey here.
Yeah. I left my house at 10 o'clock this morning. I'm not in a good mood. But I'm still smiling.
Why did it take so long?
London. Traffic. I did at one point. I was supposed to go and pick him up from the airport. And I went, no. I was like, yeah. It's a chauffeur.
That's what I used to do, but I actually did it.
No, but I just say no to it.
No, I wasn't. It was my agency that asked. I was.
They asked me, and I said I couldn't do it. Actually.
Yeah.
Say no.
But just you were lying.
No. Yeah. Actually, catch on. Just say, he could hear that, couldn't he? E. Just say no. He's off his head. He doesn't know what I'm talking about. But
he's happy though.
Just say
I
no.
Hope that wasn't
sure.
Yeah. Say no. But yeah, other than that, I'm fine.
Good. So, things that we've discussed. Jake, can you cross your legs?
Across? What have I missed?
No, but like how children do it. Like you used to do an assembly.
Absolutely not.
Can you not do that?
No.
Can you give it a go, please? You have to.
Can you fail at this in a room full of people?
Yes.
You won't fail. I passed.
But you do taekwondo.
Well, don't cross your legs in taekwondo. Yeah, hang on a minute when you're fighting me. I just want to have a sit down. What are you on about, you weirdo?
Yeah, but you mean surely you're flexible. You can do roundhouse kicks and stuff.
Yeah, but that's the opposite of crossing. Oh, unbelievable.
Sorry. I thought you would have been able to block it.
I'm holding the microphone.
I genuinely thought you'd be able to block it. You are useless.
No, I'm that good. I block it with my...
That is good.
What the... Right, let's have a fight. Let's do it.
No. Can you teach me something? Can you teach me some taekwondo?
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure.
Okay, right. Teach me how to do taekwondo. Be do kept. I really can't get injured. Remember?
Have you ever done a roundhouse? Have you stretch a bit? Cross your legs.
I don't know how to stretch.
Stretch legs that wide.
Yeah.
Have you ever done any fighting?
Yeah, Jake? Loads.
He does taekwondo.
Right.
He got mugged. What's the point of doing taekwondo then? What is the point in learning all of that stuff if you can just get mugged?
Yeah, I just crossed my legs there. No, I was pissed, that's why. You can't fight if you're drunk.
Yeah, but you only fight when you're drunk.
I've seen a lot of people fight when they're drunk.
No one fights sober.
I don't, yeah, you have to.
Basically, he teaches taekwondo. You need to teach drunk taekwondo.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
That's what people
are doing. That's amazing. Yeah. That's
get up here, let's do it.
Yeah.
That'd be brilliant. No, you're right.
Okay, all right, a fight.
No, roundhouse.
Okay, no, just a little fight.
What do you
mean? Mark Simmons and Milo. What did you say? Hello, it's Milo's friend. You actually look like
McIntyre.
You look like you've been taken out of a Pixar movie.
He does, yeah, so cute.
Genuinely, like, you look CGI. What's that about? He can't do taekwondo.
Can you?
I don't think so. He's got a tooth missing.
You can do karate. Brilliant. Battle of the martial arts. Let's go.
Here we go. And he's got his shoes off ready.
Shoes off ready?
Oh, my God. Right, you've got to get him, okay? Sean, you can punch, yeah? Right, punch him in the stomach as hard as you can,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hang on, wait a minute. Whoa, let everyone see. Whoa.
Sean, cross your legs. What's your name?
Henry.
Go for Henry. Yeah, you're the Milo.
Yeah, sorry, I called you Milo. Don't. All right. Okay, bow.
Whoa.
Yeah, amazing. Well done. Well done. Are you all right getting down? You all right to get down?
Of course he can. He's beat up Sean Walsh. He can do whatever he wants.
Anyone can beat up Sean Walsh. Got a cross on you. Brilliant. Cool.
Shake hands.
No, it's just a bow. It's respect. Bow.
So we don't have to shake hands.
No.
It'll break your hand.
Wow, that was exciting. Okay, is that the time?
Can we turn that into a clip and that'll go viral, won't it? Yeah, that'll be all right. We're gonna go viral.
Everybody, share it on social media, please.
If you all shared that, we could go viral. Do you know what that means? No. We'd both be more popular than we are. Right.
There we go.
Okay, so.
How long we got left? Oh, five minutes.
This is going on forever. When is this going to end?
We can't beat that.
We're going to find out the weather.
That's not going to take 5 minutes.
Jake.
Is it?
Yeah.
No. So
this is the section of the show where we have our guest, and he comes on to tell us the weather where he is. But we normally do this as a phone-in. So, Jake, what's the weather?
Is it still raining? No, he said yes. The taller man said yes, and he'd know.
So he knows sooner.
For him, still raining. For the rest of you, no. It's going to rain again in a minute.
Can you clap for 5 minutes?
Do you know what speed clouds travel at? Because I've always wondered. Genuinely wondered this.
Who knows? Do you know?
Depends on the wind.
Oh, don't send her up to beat me up as well. No, it's because I was wondering. Can you? Sounds again. Like, I always think, am I turning into Partridge? Can you run away from the rain?
It's the wind. The wind's the problem.
Yeah, but can you?
It carries the water.
How fast is the cloud going? Can I literally run away from the rain?
Well, like it's chasing you.
Well, I don't think it would be chasing me, but yes, like it's chasing me. Can I run away from it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why are you saying yes?
Just to move
because
on.
It's not everywhere. So you just keep going where it's not.
No. But I mean, right, so there's a cloud up there.
Yeah, I know.
And it started raining. It's at the end, right?
Yeah.
So it started raining.
Yeah.
The cloud's going that way.
Yeah.
Can I beat it and be dry?
You got an umbrella, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Like in a car.
No.
Just walking.
Running, for fuck's
sake. Oh, language.
Sorry.
You sort him out.
Sorry, Milo's walked out.
Where's he gone?
Yeah, I guess so. It depends on how slow the clouds are moving. If the clouds are going at 12 miles per hour and you go 13 miles per hour, you win.
What if the wind's blowing and then it blows the rain at you?
Give yourself 2 miles per hour. I mean, to be honest, rubbish answers, but a terrible question.
I think a good question. And you know how in the 90s songs tended to fade out as opposed to just end? That's what we've tried to replicate. With this show, I think if we at the end of the show, instead of us saying goodbye, if you could just slowly fade out on that question, can you run away from rain? So I think that's it. It's still dry. It looks like it might rain.
Look out for the YouTube.
Please, if you don't listen to the show, you can download it on iTunes or the other things that if you don't have an iPhone. What do you download it
from? Android.
Android. It's called Newsish. We have a sister show called Filmish. RT it. Review it.
Maybe not this one.
Don't review this one. On FUBAR Radio.
Tuesdays
at 12 p.m.
And Fridays at 1.
It doesn't matter. Jake, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
As always, I've been Sean Walsh, joined by Mark Simmons. Thank you for listening, Standard Calling. See you later.
Bye.
Eyes are running strange, heads drop.
Oh.